International Mastermind Association is a group of like-minded individuals who have come together based on the mastermind concept espoused in Napoleon Hill's book, Think and Grow Rich. As masterminders, we commit to coming together as a group on a regular basis for a coordination of knowledge and effort in a spirit of harmony between two or more people for the attainment of a definite purpose. We come together to share knowledge with one another, support each other in setting and achieving our goals, and hold one another accountable to what we commit to do for ourselves. We set goals in 10 areas of our lives: spiritual, family, health, financial, business, civic, personal, educational, recreational, creativity. You must have goals and plans if you are going to succeed in any endeavor. After all, successful people have plans. Napoleon Hill said, quote, education, knowledge, and influence are more powerful than any exchange of money, end quote. For more information about International Mastermind Association, visit us on the web, internationalmasterminders.com, or once again, Facebook the group, International Mastermind Association.
And good morning. My name is Robin Donaldson. I'm the owner of Renew Construction Services, also known as the Queen of Queens. And I'm your host today. And in the studio, we have the master builder, Ann McNeil. She's the owner of Constructively Speaking and NCO Construction. We also have Ursula Odom, owner of Sula 2, and Angelique Frost, owner of Remar J. Brand Bracelets and Retail. Welcome, ladies. Angelique, if you can give us a recap of our reading.
Sure. Good morning, Robin. Good morning to all of our listeners as well as our lovely co-host. I'm going to start at the first. A few weeks ago, we actually discussed the first chapter, which is desire, the starting point of all achievement, the first step to riches. Within this chapter, we were set to list steps, the first, second, third, fourth, and fifth step. And during this step, this is how we said that we were going to be able to change our desires to riches that can be transmuted into financial equivalent equivalent that would consist of specifically six steps to make it simple. The next chapter that we discussed was actually chapter two, which is faith, the visualization and belief in the attainment of the desire, the second step to riches. Within this chapter, we were taught about the success formula, which is at the top of page 51 in the book. And today leads us up into chapter three, which is auto-suggestion, the medium for influencing the subconscious mind, the third step to riches. I'm so excited, Robin, for us to be able to discuss this chapter today. And I'll hand it back over to you. Thank you so much. Okay, while we're discussing auto-suggestion, I would like to just hint on a few things before we move forward. We're going to be discussing, and we're going to do things a little differently with this chapter. We're going to go ahead, and we're going to be going and taking content specifically from the book so that you're able to apply this in your everyday life. So on the first page of auto-suggestion, which this is a very short chapter, however, it is very powerful and it's very necessary. On the first page of auto-suggestion, just so that we have a definition of what it is, it says auto-suggestion is a term which applies to all suggestions and all self-administrated stimuli which reach one's mind through the five senses. So that's just a little bit to give you the definition. And we're going to tie actually pertain specifically to this chapter. So, Robin, I did go ahead and do a light recap and let our customers know what auto-suggestion was, that you can go ahead and take over from here. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Again, this is an exciting chapter. Again, that you mentioned, it's one of the shortest chapters, but I believe one of the most important chapters. And as you were stating, auto-suggestion is a way that we influence our subconscious mind. So that is what we're going to really be discussing today. Basically, our aha moments with our reading in auto-suggestion. And I like to start first with our master builder, again, Miss Ann McNeil. She is the founder of the International Mastermind Association. So welcome, Miss Ann, and can you please share your aha moment?
Well, Robin, you know, the chapter on auto-suggestion ties all of the chapters together. And we started out by talking about the first page, and I would like to continue by stating what Napoleon Hill shares, and then I'll give my aha moment. He says that no thought, and for our listeners, this is for all of us, no thought in bold letters, whether it be negative or positive, can enter your subconscious mind without the aid of the principle of auto-suggestion.
Mm-hmm.
No thought can enter your and mine and our subconscious mind aid of the principle of auto-suggestion, with the exception of those thoughts picked up as flashes of insight or inspiration. Stated differently, all sense impressions which are perceived through the five senses are captured and processed by the conscious thinking mind and may be either passed on to the subconscious mind or rejected at will. And I'd like to ask everybody to think about how you can wake up in the morning and you hear a tune. And as you're listening to that tune, you're busy going about your day. And all of a sudden, in the middle of your day, all of a sudden you find yourself repeating, singing that tune. This helps us to understand why is it during the Super Bowl for a 15-second clip,
mm-hmm.
companies will pay millions of dollars for a 15-second clip commercial. Our minds are no different, and our lives are no different. And this is why it is imperative that we think of whatever it is we want to be, to do, to have, and to become. How do you, with great intention, program your own thinking to do, to be, to have, and to become? I believe one of the reasons why Andrew Carnegie asked Napoleon Hill to take 20 years out of his life and research the wealthiest people of their day and create a philosophy of success. But he also said, I will not pay you a dime. So my question to all of us, myself included, is what is it that we're willing to invest in to become as we focus on how you are going to create, whether it's an affirmation statement or pictures, visualization, or something that you're going to listen to on a regular basis that's going to influence your own subconscious mind. Because, again, the author tells us that the auto-suggestion is the medium for influencing our subconscious mind. And if we expect to be rich, not just in money, but in every single area of our life, we must remember that no thought, whether it be negative or positive, can enter the subconscious mind without the aid and the principle of auto-suggestion.
Awesome, awesome. No thought, whether it be negative or positive. I wanted to share my aha moment, and then next we'll have Ursula and then Angelique. I wanted to continue on that same page with Anne at the bottom where it says, nature has so wired human beings that they have absolute control over the materials which reaches their subconscious mind through the five senses. And that's where, again, my aha moment came, because I am in control by the things that I look, I watch on TV, the things that I listen to while I'm driving in the car. Like you mentioned, a very catchy tune, you'll find yourself singing it because you hear it so often. And also what comes to mind for me is when you decide that you want to buy a car and you have a particular color car or type of car in mind, now, because that's become such an obsession in your mind, you're going to see that car and that color everywhere. And so that just gives more strength to the power of the auto-suggestion. And, again, as we mentioned earlier, that no thought whether negative or positive. So that would be my aha moment. And I would like to pass it on to Ursula to share her aha moment on auto. Good morning.
Good morning. One of the things, well, actually, there are several things that I'm going to talk about, if you don't mind, because they're connected. Picking up on where you left off in terms of the nature of the wired human beings, and we have control over the material that enters into our mind. Well, for me, we talk about listening to something on the radio and what have you while we are awake. But I look at it a little bit differently. For this reason, I will not go to sleep listening to uncontrolled information, like with the television or with the radio or whatever, because I firmly believe that the things that you're hearing while you're asleep may also be really impacting your subconscious. And the reason I believe that is because of the impact of, say, dreams. Like when I see on page 69, it says, plain, unemotional words do not influence the subconscious mind. But if I've looked at a horrible movie and I start dreaming about that movie, there's a whole lot of emotion that's attached to that, and it gets into my subconscious. And what happens is it turns into, as a child, I used to have reoccurring dreams. And there was a whole lot of emotion attached to that, and I could psychoanalyze it and what have you. But it makes me wonder, when you take in negative information, how it impacts you on your day-to-day life. And now to turn it around to something positive, my grandmother always used to say to me that I was a blessed child. So down at the bottom of 68, it says, words is of no consequence unless you mix emotion and feeling. So my grandmother was one of the most positive people in my life, and I love her to this day, even beyond the grave, okay? And she influences my life on a daily basis. And there's a whole lot of emotion that comes to bear when I think of her. So when I think of her and the words that she spoke and the impact that it has on my life today, and mixed with that emotion, it causes me to be able to survive a lot of situations, both positive and negative. You know, if it's a bad time, I'll say, this too shall pass because I am blessed. If it's a good time, I'll go, I am blessed because she said so. So it's a means of moving forward regardless of the situation. And that's awesome. My thought.
I sure thought. Thank you so much. Also, I wanted to piggyback off that because, research has shown that what do you think about before you go to sleep? Those are the type you're going to be thinking about those things throughout your sleep. And I've even purchased, it's called sleep programming. And so while I'm asleep, it's interjecting positive thoughts. And when I wake up, I wake up vibrant. I'm ready to take on the world. And the same thing holds true when you wake up in the morning. The first 15 minutes of what you're exposed to is going to really set your day. So, again, those are examples of just how important auto-suggestion is and how we should be very conscious of what we're feeding our minds. So with that being said, I would like to hear from Anna.
Robin.
Yes.
Yeah, just Anne, I just want to just ditto before we move to Angelique for one moment and just I just want to tie this back to Napoleon Hill's Six Steps to Riches. Oftentimes, when we talk about the Six Steps to Riches, which is in the chapter preceding this, and he talks about the fact that, you know, we should, number one, know how much money we want. Number two, know exactly what you're going to give in return for the money. And then number three, know by what date. And then number four, he says, create, a plan. And then number five, he says, create an affirmation. Now we get to number six, and I just didn't want to skip over this because I think that number six is so powerful, we don't talk about it. And you just brought up, you and Ursula just brought up something that is so powerful that we tend to, you know, skip over it. Number six, he says, you should recite your affirmation when you rise. But you should also recite your affirmation prior to going to sleep. This is the confirmation of why it is so very important and how auto-suggestion ties to every single chapter from the desire to the faith and the masterminding, all of it, because when we truly begin to understand the power of subliminal seduction, also called your auto-suggestion, this is why you can program your thinking to be, to have, and to do whatever it is you want. So I just want to just tie that back to the first couple of chapters and back to Angelique.
Okay, good morning. So I'll share my aha moment, which bizarrely enough is something that Miss Ann just actually mentioned. So in this page on actually chapter, I actually went a page over, which was 68, if you have your books with you. It says, remember, therefore, when reading aloud the statement of your desire through which you are endeavoring to develop money consciousness or any other success consciousness, that the mere reading of the words is no consequence unless you mix the emotion or the feeling with the word. If you repeat it a million times, the famous, I'm going to pronounce this wrong, but I'm just going to say there was a famous formula, day by day, in every way, I am getting better, without mixing any emotion and faith with your words, you will have experienced a non-desirable result. Your subconscious mind recognizes and acts only upon thoughts which have been well mixed with emotion. So I was actually going to tie that back to chapter two, when in this chapter he gave us the actual steps that we were going to, chapter one, where he lists these steps. So it kind of gave me an aha moment, Robin, Ursula, Miss Ann, because there's a reason that this book has taken 20 years to write. I could not imagine or fathom having to learn millions of thought patterns and millions of ways why people fail, and then the few of why they're actually able to overcome it, be successful. So even when in chapter one, when he's telling us to list these six steps, I see why in chapter two that he's teaching us how to actually apply those six steps. I've learned in the reading as far as like how your brain is stimulated and how your subconscious mind works, which is why auto-suggestion is so important. And I just want to share this with somebody. When I first read this chapter for me, myself, on auto-suggestion, I was like, man, okay, so everything I think is going to be made, so I have to control my thinking. And then if I don't control my thinking, then this is going to happen because I have the power to control everything that's going on in my life. And then I said, hold on, wait a second. When I did the auto-suggestion, once you change your thinking, as he's asking us to and letting us know once it's built with faith, you will immediately begin to change your thinking without you knowing. It's not anything that in this chapter he discussed that it has to be applied of repetition. It's not anything that can be mastered on the first try. So for me, it was like it gave me a balance where, Robin, I promise you, with applying this step, it changed my environment even though I was in the same location. And I just hope that everyone understands that. Some people think, and everyone is different, that you have to be in a different environment or you have to be in a specific destination in order to overcome. And it's like if you truly believe in the auto-suggestion, you can change your environment right where you stand, you know. And that's just something I wanted to share because this book and every chapter unfolds another layer for you to work on yourself. And at the end, hopefully, you'll conquer self and master self. So I just wanted to share that particular piece. Thank you, Robin.
Thank you so much. And before we go to our commercial break, I just wanted to chime on that because, again, engaging your emotions. We know that this is, like, very important. Like, when you read these things or when you're imagining these things, you need to really get emotional about it. I mean, because auto-suggestion, emotion is one of the core concepts. So with that, we're going to go to commercial break, and then we're going to come back to our fabulous co-host, and we're just going to see what type of affirmations or examples of auto-suggestions that we all use in our day-to-day lives. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Blog Talk Radio program of the International Mastermind Association. We are here every Saturday morning at 8 a.m. on blogtalkradio.com/masterminders. You can listen to this and the other shows anytime on the web by visiting blogtalkradio.com/masterminders. Or join us live during the show by calling 661-554-9219. The call-in number again, 661-554-9219. If you wish to join the conversation during the live show, just press 1 on your telephone keypad. You can also join us in the chat room or log on through your Facebook account.
And we are back. Again, we are the International Mastermind Association, and we are discussing the classic Think and Grow Rich, Chapter 3, which is auto-suggestion, the third step to riches. Also, for our listeners, if there's any questions or comments that you would like to add to the conversation, please do so by pressing number 1 on your phone to raise your hand, and we can bring you into the conversation. Getting back to auto-suggestion, we know that on page number 72, there is an example. Napoleon Hill gives us an example of our affirmations. And I would just like to hear from each one of you ladies your affirmations or even some examples of auto-suggestion. We would like to start with Ms. Ann.
Robin, yes, thank you. Yes, Robin, thank you. Before I go there, just some comments on page 69, if I may.
Sure.
Yeah, on page 69, the author talks about the fact that we should not become discouraged. If you cannot control and direct your emotions the first time you try to do so, that we should remember that there is no such possibility as something for nothing. The ability to reach and influence your subconscious mind has its price, and you must pay that price. You cannot cheat, even if you desire to do so. The price of ability to influence your subconscious mind is everlasting persistence in applying the principles described here. You cannot develop the desired ability for a lower price. And the reason I wanted to mention that is because the work is inside of us. Every day, in every way, I am getting better and better. And I do recite that every morning. She talked about, Angelique talked about the famous Emil Coué formula that's at the top of page 69. Every day and in every way, I am getting better and better. And I mention it with so much emotion and music because I am programming my subconscious mind. That's the price I'm paying. That's the investment I'm willing to make. And then I go over to my, I have a very long affirmation and then a short one. And the long affirmation says that I am, I can, I will, everything that I desire to do, to be, to have is actually creating a process for me. And so that affirmation is in the, that affirmation is in that section. So that's it for me. Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Ann. All right, we have Ursula.
Actually, hi. I would like to say something based on what Ann just mentioned about do not be discouraged, and related to an aha moment that I had relative to meditating. I often hear people talking about how they meditate and come up with all these revelations and what have you. And it reminds me of, and I hope I don't connect it to something that is really bad, but the song that says, "Teach me how to love," it was like I felt like saying, "Teach me how to meditate. So in sharing that with a friend once, I came to realize that in some form I do, because when I watch television, it's very deliberate. And it's usually binge watching after I've completed a task or after I'm tired and just simply want to sit and veg out. But when that is not happening, I have a quiet home. You don't have a whole lot of stuff. I mean, I don't have a lot of noise going on in the house. I actually hear the birds chirping and the refrigerator going and the clock ticking. Now, what that made me realize is that that is my form of meditation, because during those times I'm sitting and being quiet or producing something or thinking about something or strategizing. And I am told, based on the conversation, that that is a form of meditation because I'm totally in tune to my own thoughts and refreshing myself just by being quiet. So that is my thought about don't give up. I'm still trying to figure out how to really do this, but that was the one thing that made me feel better about that effort. And as for the affirmation, and I'm looking for the actual page here it is. The thing that really resonated with me more than anything is page 51 on the faith. When I read, "I know that I have the ability to achieve the object of my definite purpose in life. Therefore, I demand of myself persistent and continuous action towards its attainment. And I here and now will promise to render such action." That is what keeps me going through the entire book. Just that one verse, self-confidence formula step. And because to me, if I know I can do it, then the only thing between doing it and or achieving is not the ability, it's the action that I take. So if I know that I have the ability, then it is up to me to take the action. And so by being a part of a group like this, then I'm held accountable, because if it's not happening, then I know I am not taking the action that's necessary. So this is how I affirm what is going to be happening in my life and going toward that monetary figure that I have that's definite by December 31st of 2019. I will have that money. I can feel it. I can touch it. And, you know, it's in my hands. I know that I'm going to have it. And by that date. And in order to have it, I've got to take persistent action. And I take that action because I demand it of myself, because I know I have the ability. I have no excuse.
awesome. I really wanted to piggyback off of that from on that same page, the lower part of the page, where it says that the method of attracting money described here does not depend upon the law of averages. Moreover, the method plays no favors. It will work for one person as effectively as it will for another. Where failure is experienced, it is. And I'm going to repeat this. It says where failure is experienced, it is the individual, not the method, which has failed. If you try and fail, make another effort and still another until you succeed. Again, that resonated for me because of a lot of things that I tried. I did meet with failure multiple times, but then I had to just sit back and reevaluate. It wasn't the process, it was me. And so on the flip side of that, by continuously trying, going back to the drawing board, visualizing the whole scenario as well as visualizing myself in a different manner, I was able to pull through, or shall I say, succeed. So next we have up is Angelique.
Hi, Robin. So I wanted to say something like when you were talking about the last step that you read, that it is the individual, not the method. That's some ownership right there. So that's like me willingly going into this and saying, if it does not work, I need to redo what I'm doing. I need to do it a different way because it works for everyone. It's not, I know this is a double negative, it's not going to not work for me. So I thought that was actually my point as well. And, you know, with the affirmations, when I first began this journey, which was last year in January with Ms. Ann, and I attended the meeting for the first time with you and a few other members, tying it into auto-suggestion. You know, when I wrote my six steps, I really applied them. And, you know, once I met, because I did reach the money that I anticipated, I actually exceeded that limit, just for the callers that are listening. Once I met that particular limit, it took all limitations off of what I could actually ask for. Because I think sometimes with us, we kind of maybe cut ourselves short. Like, say, for instance, if I felt like I could make $100,000, that rather than saying $100,000, I'm just going to start at $10,000 for some reason, not knowing that I could definitely get the $100,000. So when I first began this journey with listing my six steps and writing my affirmations, I did reach my goal and exceed that. So, you know, I began to think to myself, well, if it works like this, then I can actually apply this in different areas in my life. I definitely recite the success formula daily. I have three breaks, and I kind of break them up into those, just practicing auto-suggestion on my breaks. I just feel like if I don't fill my head with something of positivity, that's room for negativity to lurk in. So I've kind of mastered that with practicing. One of my affirmations, although I know in this particular book, when I reach my money quota as far as listing it, the date when it's going to be due, I actually took the initiative to do an affirmation just for my life. I'll write to you and just share it.
Sure, go right ahead.
And true to myself. I believe in, trust, and have confidence in myself. I eat well, exercise regularly, and get plenty of rest to enjoy good health. I learn from my mistakes. I know that I can accomplish anything I set my mind to. I forgive myself for not being perfect
because I know that I am human. So that's one of my affirmations as far as set aside from the money quota that I set. I also have one of those as well, which is by January 15th of 2020, I wish to be a millionaire with rendering the best beach service that I possibly could in return, in exchange for this money. And I also say this money is awaiting me. I don't question it. I don't say when the money arrives. This money is awaiting my command. And when, you know, infinite intelligence, or when this higher power gives me the information, that I will immediately apply that in order to get things moving. So I just wanted to share that personally because affirmations are very powerful. I always say it in the morning, on my break, and right before I rest or lay down because it's like if your auto-suggestion teaches you to kind of have put gates on your mind. I don't know if anybody's ever experienced auto-suggestion. I think everyone on this call has experienced auto-suggestion, even if it's been bad. So you ever sitting somewhere and there's something, a negative thought just comes in from anywhere, you're already practicing auto-suggestion, even not never applying the actual steps that are in this particular book. So you've already experienced it. Now it's just getting those and trying to control it a little better. So that's what I wanted to share, Robin.
Thank you so much, Angelique. I see we have a couple of callers awaiting.
Yes, we have Katina first at 5345.
Katina, your question. Good morning.
I wanted to give this question to Ms. Ann because she has read this book so many times and she brought it to us. I just want to know, why do you think he put this title, this chapter, at this part of the book?
Are you referring to the auto-suggestion?
The auto-suggestion, yes.
Well, when you look at the way the book is laid out, you know, I think that let's go back to the desire. It could not be first because it starts with your desire. And I think what comes out of desire for me, we talked about the question really is, what's the secret? I think the secret is the ideas. So you take your ideas and that goes to desire. And then you go on to faith. When you think about how you mix your faith and your desire, what's next to tie all of that together? For me, it would definitely be auto-suggestion. It could have been anything else. Those are just my thoughts, and different people would have different thoughts. But when he says that this is the third step to riches, and then he goes on to explain why, because no matter what you desire, no matter how much faith you have, how do you learn how to use the auto-suggestion statements, the power of the spoken word, and tie those two things together to encourage and support you, but also to channel, if you will, and focus your mind in the direction of that which you desire. So that would be my my response to the question, and thank you so very much for asking.
Okay, thank
now,
you for
we
that.
Do have, thank you. Now, Robin, we do have another caller, and I actually asked him to raise his hand because this young man, and I'll just give his number and he can give his name and tell us who he is. But he did a phenomenal demonstration of this auto-suggestion chapter in our Black NSA Facebook group, and unfortunately the rest of the world did not have the opportunity to benefit from what he said because it was just a closed group. But it was so phenomenal. Everybody started chiming in. And so when I came on to listen to us today, I could not hesitate or delay by asking him if he would be so kind to share. And actually, I think that because of what he has is so very powerful, I think it would be good if we go to another commercial break and allow him to share. I don't think that any of our hosts would have a problem with that since most of you know who he is. So, Ursula, if we can add some volume to the commercial and just make it a little bit louder and stronger, we can go ahead and play that commercial, and then we'll have our next caller, which has raised his hand to make a comment or ask a question, to come on.
For more information about the International Mastermind Association, visit internationalmasterminders.com or on Facebook, visit the group International Mastermind Association. The name of the book is Think and Grow Rich, the original version restored and revised by Napoleon Hill. ISBN 1-593-30-2002. That ISBN number again, 1-593-30-2002.
All right, Robin, we're back in a minute. Yes, thank you, Robin.
No, great. Go right ahead. We were caller.
Your last three, four numbers.
Yes,
3400. Go ahead, Robin.
Yes,
first,
hey,
introduce
morning,
yourself,
everyone.
Please. Thank you.
Yes.
If you can introduce
this
yourself,
this is
please.
Wyman Winbush. I am blessed enough to be a member of the International Mastermind Association, and met Ann McNeil, attended her annual accountability conference in January. By the way, if you haven't done so, I'd recommend everyone put that on your calendars for 2020, always the first Saturday of the new year. My thoughts on autosuggestion is simply this, and this is where the first chapter, when you speak about faith and autosuggestion, are tied together. I believe that we as humanity are fearfully and wonderfully made. I believe that we were born not to just get by on this earth, but to dominate. You know, the exercise dominion is how it's phrased in the Bible that I read, right? And part of that is that we are designed to be victorious and to be successful. And here's where autosuggestion comes in. Auto, just like autonomic, other autonomic responses are such as the fight or flight syndrome. You are hardwired to survive. In an extremist situation, fight or flight syndrome comes in. Your heartbeat, your chemicals in your body has changed to optimize your ability to survive. That's what the fight or flight syndrome does. You can look that up another place. Auto-suggestion, as the first phrase, the prefix suggests, it's automatic. So it's a way of us being hardwired to succeed, hardwired to succeed. And I'll give you an example that you're very familiar with. It's called the Bader-Meinhof phenomena. And we've all experienced that when we buy a car. If we bought a brand-new Volkswagen red car, as soon as we drove it off the lot, we noticed all the other cars that were just like that one, as if God populated the earth with other cars exactly like the one you just bought. Well, that didn't happen. What actually happened was your mind selects, it's selective bias towards the things that look like what you just bought. And if your mind is focused on your goal, $100,000, starting your business, auto-suggestion works in the same way. Selective bias allows you to see things in the universe that have always been there that are germane to your becoming successful. So if you feed your mind with things that are positive, whether it be a financial goal, a status with your family, and the like, you'll allow auto-suggestion to work on your behalf. Even while you're sleeping, even when you're not paying attention, just in the case with the red car, you'll start to see things in your environment around you that will lend itself to achieving that which you have conjured up in your mind with regards to your business, your finances, your physical health, all the areas of your life that need to be addressed. And so if you understand that, then you'll be very conscious about what you feed your mind, about what you allow to enter into your eye gate and your ear gate, and about what you read and the environment that you put yourself in. And it becomes a self-fulfilling prophecy. In other words, someone said earlier, we frame our lives with the words that we speak. We frame our lives with the words that we speak. If we speak positivity, if we speak success, if we speak accomplishment, that's what we'll find ourselves encountering in life with the auto-suggestion. And the faith piece, it goes full circle. Faith comes by hearing. We know that. So sometimes you need to hear yourself recite these affirmations, the things that you want for yourself. As you recite them and you hear them, they enter into your mind, right, and get into that seat of our soul, which we know is our heart. And from the heart flow the issues of life, right? In other words, you don't say a thing until you first think a thing. And a lot of times the things that we think comes from the way that we believe them in our heart. So I would encourage people, all those who are within the sound of my voice, to be very conscious about what you allow into your mind, because what you allow into your mind eventually finds its way to your heart. And when that is true, you will speak things that will soon become manifest. And that's why faith, I believe, is the result of what you believe, and your expectations are an extension of your faith. And I'll close by saying this, Anne, and the rest of us on the phone this morning. I expect to find favor at every turn because I believe I am a favored person, right? And my expectations are simply an extension of my faith. I expect to achieve the goals that I set for myself because I believe, as someone said, if we apply those universal laws of success, the law of auto-suggestion, the law of cause and result, if you would, right? The law of reciprocity, which simply says if I do what successful people do, I'll get what they get. If I apply all those things, I should have every expectation that they shall work and shall achieve the result that I've set forth to do. Right? So that's my twist or my take on auto-suggestion. If you work it, you basically have hardwired yourself for success. Just like fight or flight syndrome, you're hardwired to survive. Auto-suggestion is a way that we apply the fact that we are hardwired to succeed and to dominate anything that we set our mind to. I'll turn the time back over to the host.
Nothing else needs to be said. Thank you so much, Wyman. I would love to have you as our guest on actually, we have an opening on the 30th of March. That was just, thank you.
Yes.
So is that a yes? The 30th on our show?
Thank you for the time for sharing. And, Anne, you know, when you ask me, when you hand me the mic, you never know what's going to come out of my mouth. This is the space I'm living in. The Lord is always dropping nuggets on me, and they're not for my consumption alone. My mandate, my assignment is to share them, right? And so that's what I love to do.
Awesome. Well, thank you. Yes, ma'am?
You're welcome. Yes.
No, I just said thank you. I think that is phenomenal, and so we can talk with him off the show and see what his availability is to come on and share and participate. And we want to continue to ask all of our callers and our listeners. We have a lot of people listening in. If you desire to make a comment, a question, or make a statement, please just press 1 on your dial. We're going to go ahead and prepare to wrap up the show, but we do want to give everybody who's listening in, our guests, our host, everybody, to make a final comment, if you will. But this has been a phenomenal show, and I don't even think we began to scratch the surface. And Wyman showed that when he came on and talked about how we tie all of these things together. But I continue to suggest the work is inside of each one of us. And it seems like we do, once again, have someone that has raised their hand right before we began to wrap up. And the last 4 digits of your number is 4712. You can go ahead and ask your question or make a comment, please.
All this is Rose, enjoying the talk today. I had a question to any of the hosts. In reading the book for myself, I feel failure to me is quitting. You know, if you don't quit, then you will succeed because of the steps that the book provides us. But I want to throw out a question to the host. Can you give like an example? Because I think some people on the call, you know, we hear about, you know, how you guys are succeeding or, you know, you're moving forward on your goals. But can you give like a example or of a thought pattern that you had in your mind that was negative that you turned it around to a positive? And what was that turning point? Or what was it that you did that turned that negative part of your life into something positive? Thank you.
Miss Ann, would you like to?
I can.
Would
go
you
ahead,
like
Angelique.
I can give you an option. One of the thought patterns that I had in my head is that I had bad luck. Like, it was misfortune. I never win that. I never get to that person. I never accomplish this because, you know, I don't have time. I'm a single parent. I'll never have time to do this. It only began back in the meeting in January of year 2017 when I was in the room around. It was my first encounter with Miss Ann, and Rose, you were there with me. I didn't even know people like this existed. I had come from such of a poverty-stricken background, so I didn't even know. I had never been surrounded around dreamers. I had never that was the first time that the dream in my head, it sparked something in my heart to say, hey, maybe I can do this. Maybe if I just stick with them and hang around them, you know. And I remember sharing my dream with Miss Ann, and I had ran into so many people before that said, well, when are you going to make time to do that? When are you going to do this? Miss Ann immediately asked me, okay, so who's your customer? And I was looking at her like I wasn't expecting that. I kind of had an expectation of you to say, okay, well, what do you do now? Or, you know, this, that, and the other. And it was a life-changing moment. I think sometimes we focus so much on a big result till we overlook the small result. And ever since that day, I was like, I'm going to read this book. I need to be around them more often. I need to, you know, open my mind up. That immediately changed my heart, and it changed my desires. And I went running. It made me just it awakened something in me that just caused action. You know, because a lot of people, everyone knows there's power in prayer, but prayer causes action. What am I going to do? If I want this bad, do I want it this bad to read this book? Do I want it this bad to apply the book? Or am I going to reading this book with an expectation of it's not going to work for me? So that immediately transformed my mind to say, I'm going to be open. I'm not going to go into this. And what I've learned listening to the gentleman that was just speaking, now I go into things with a high expectation. I don't go in with boxing in or trying to predict my steps or what's going to happen. There's a door that has opened that just allows anything to come into my life of positivity. So that's, for me, Rose, that was a life change. I thank Miss Ann. I thank Robin, Katina, all the women of NAPWIC, because this is something you have to encounter. So anyone that's on the call, if you're able to attend the annual meeting, the energy there alone speaks volumes. And that was my life-changing moment. And I took control back over my life and my thoughts. And my life has changed forever. I'll never be the same. Thank you so much. So I just wanted to share that. Thank you, Robin.
Hi, this is
Ursula. Do you want to chime in?
Yes, I was going to respond to Rose's question, and mine boiled down to some numbers. Prior to having to affirm how much money I wanted to make to other people, I had a certain rate for the services that I offered, and it was a speaking engagement that happened on a regular basis. And I was a little bit concerned about how much I was charging. And I wanted more, but didn't quite know how to go about doing that. Until I realized in order to reach my goal, I calculated how many performances I would have to give and what the rate would be and how much work it would take to make that happen and the probability of making all that happen. And then I thought about it. I said, okay, how many people are attending these performances on an average? And I divided that number into the rate that I was charging. And I said, well, daggum, I'm worth more than that. You know, when I thought about how much each person would be paying for my performance based on what I was charging the host, it was like, okay, I'll get over that. I'm worth this and more. So I changed the rate structure of what I offer based on certain conditions. And it seemed to be even more fair for them and me. So I went from feeling not worthy to understanding that, yes, I am. And that's based on having to be accountable and to attempt to live up to what I'm saying.
Awesome. Awesome. Thank you so much for that, Ursula. And Rose, thank you for that question. Ms. Ann, do we have any other callers with their hand raised before we conclude our call?
We did. However, the person has taken their hand down.
Thank you.
Yes, that was it. Thank you. Uh-huh.
All righty. Well, do we have any concluding comments from our co-host before concluding? I know
I will.
Go ahead, Angelique.
I was going to say, I would just leave everybody off of, you have the power to birth or kill with the power of your tongue. I know it's going to be kind of funny. Don't kill everything. Make sure you're birthing some things versus killing everything. That'd be what I would like to leave off on. Thank you.
Thank you.
This is Anna. The only closing comments I would have, and really is the title of the book, and that is The Thinking Grow Rich. It is so simple and so profound that when you really go to the whole idea of the auto-suggestion and what we think and understanding how powerful the whole idea is about the fact that you can program your thinking versus allowing other people to do it for you. So that would be it for me.
All right. Thank you, Ms. Ann, the master builder. And for everyone, I'd like to thank you for joining our call. Just keep in mind that we are here every Saturday morning at 8 a.m. discussing, of course, the formula, the success formula written by Napoleon Hill, outlined in Think and Grow Rich. And I would just like to close the show by saying that no individual may have great power without availing himself of the mastermind. Thank you, everyone, and be legendary today.
For more information about the International Mastermind Association, visit internationalmasterminders.com or on Facebook, visit the group International Mastermind Association. The name of the book is Think and Grow Rich, the original version restored and revised by Napoleon Hill. ISBN 1-593-30-2002. That ISBN number again, 1-593-30-2002.